Then came Jesus with them across the brook Kidron, where there was a garden, a place called Gethsemane, into which he and his disciples entered. And when he had arrived at the place, he said to them, "Sit here, while I go yonder and pray." And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, he began to be sorrowful and amazed, and deeply distressed. Then said he to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Remain here, and watch with me. Pray, that you enter not into temptation." And going forward from them a little farther, about a stone's throw, he knelt down on the ground, and fell on his face and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? So you could not watch with me 1 hour. Watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again a second time he went off and prayed, saying, "My Father, if thou art willing, take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, if this cannot pass from me unless I drink it, not my will, but thine, be done." And then appeared unto him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony he prayed the more earnestly, and his sweat became as it were great drops of blood falling down upon the ground. And when he rose up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping again for sorrow, for their eyes were heavy, and he said to them, "Why do you sleep? Rise up and pray, so that you may not enter into temptation." And they knew not what to answer him. So he left them and went off again, and prayed a third time, saying the same thing as before. Then came he to the disciples the third time, and said to them, "Are you sleeping even now, and taking your rest? It is enough. Behold, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Lo, my betrayer is at hand." And immediately, while he was yet speaking, behold, a great crowd drew near, and he who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. Now Judas, who was betraying him, also knew the place, for Jesus often had resorted there with his disciples. So Judas, having received a band of soldiers, together with officers from the chief priests and Pharisees and the scribes and the elders of the people, was coming there with torches and lanterns, and with swords and clubs. And the betrayer had given them a token, saying, "The one whom I shall kiss, he it is, seize him and lead him safely away." So on arriving he at once approached Jesus to kiss him. And Jesus said to him, "Friend, for what purpose have you come?" But he came up to Jesus and said, "Master, Master, hail, Master." And he fervidly kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" Jesus therefore, knowing all the things that were coming upon him, went forward and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." And Judas also, he who was betraying him, was standing with them. When therefore he said to them, "I am he," they drew backward and fell to the ground. So again he asked them, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. If therefore you are seeking me, let these go away, that the word which he had spoken might be fulfilled, 'Of those whom thou hast given me, I lost none.'" They then came and laid their hands on Jesus, and seized him. Now when those standing about him saw what would follow, they said to him, "Lord, shall we strike with the sword?" And behold, Simon Peter stretched out his hand and, drawing his sword, struck the high priest's bondman and cut off his right ear. And the name of the bondservant was Malchus. But Jesus answering said, "Permit even this," and he touched his ear and healed him. Jesus said therefore to Peter, "Put back your sword into its sheath, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot now call to my Father, and he will furnish me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled, that it must be so? The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?" But at that same hour Jesus said to the crowds, and to the chief priests and captains of the temple, and elders, who had come out to arrest him, "Have you come out as against a robber, with swords and clubs, to seize me? Daily I sat with you, teaching in the temple, and you did not arrest me, you stretched forth no hands against me. But this has all come to pass that the scriptures of the prophets may be fulfilled." This is your hour, and the power of darkness. Then all the disciples forsook him, and fled. And a certain young man was following with him, having only a linen cloth about his body, and the young men laid hold of him, but leaving behind the linen cloth, he fled from them naked. The band of soldiers therefore, and the chief captain and the officers of the Jews, seized Jesus and bound him, and they led him away first to Annas, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. It was Caiaphas who had given counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. So the high priest questioned Jesus concerning his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I spoke openly to the world, always I taught in the synagogues and in the temple, where the Jews all assemble, and I said nothing in secret. Why do you question me? Question those who have heard me, as to what I said to them, behold, they know what I said." Now at his saying these things one of the officers standing by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Do you answer the high priest so?" Jesus answered him, "If I spoke wrongly, bear witness of the wrong, but if rightly, why do you strike me?" Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest. So those who had seized Jesus led him away and brought him into the high priest's house, where all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes had gathered together. Now Simon Peter kept following Jesus afar off, even to the courtyard of the high priest, and so did another disciple. And that disciple was known to the high priest, and went into the courtyard with Jesus, but Peter stood outside the door. The other disciple therefore, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the servant girl who tended the door, and brought Peter in. Then the servant girl who tended the door said to Peter, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." And the bondservants and the temple guards, because it was cold, had kindled a fire of coals in the middle of the courtyard, and were standing and warming themselves. And Peter was with them by the fire, standing and warming himself, and when they had sat down together, he sat down in the midst of the guards to see the outcome. They said therefore to him, "You are not also one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it, and said, "I am not." Now the chief priests and the elders and the entire Sanhedrin kept seeking to find false witness against Jesus, so as to put him to death, but they found none, for, even though many false witnesses came forward and testified against him, their testimony did not agree. Then at last there came forward two false witnesses, who stood up and bore witness against him, saying, "We heard this man say, 'I will destroy this temple of God that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another, not made with hands.'" But not even so did their testimony agree. So the high priest stood up in their midst and questioned Jesus, saying, "Do you answer nothing? What is it that these witness against you?" But he was silent, and answered nothing. Again the high priest, answering, said to him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed? I adjure you by the living God, tell us whether you are the Messiah, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "It is as you have said, I am. Furthermore, I say to all of you, hereafter will you see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming upon the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest rent his garments, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. Why need we any more witnesses? Behold, you have heard his blasphemy, what do you think?" And they answered and said, "He deserves death." And they all condemned him as worthy of death. Then some began to spit in his face, and they struck him with their fists. And the men who were holding Jesus began to mock him, and when they had blindfolded him, kept slapping him in his face and asking him, saying, "Prophesy. Prophesy to us, you the Messiah. Who is it that struck you?" And many other things they kept saying blasphemously against him. Now Simon Peter was sitting below, out in the courtyard. And one of the high priest's servant girls, seeing Peter warming himself, looked at him intently as he sat in the light and said, "This man, too, was with Jesus of Nazareth." And she came up to him, saying, "You, too, were with the Galilean." Yet he denied him before them all, and said, "Woman, I know him not, I do not know nor even understand what you are talking about." And he went out into the forecourt, and a cock crowed. And when he had gone out into the gateway a little later, another woman saw him and said to those nearby, "This man, too, was with Jesus the Nazarene." And another, a man who saw him, said, "You, too, are one of them." But Peter again made denial, with an oath, "Man, I am not, I do not know the man." And the servant girl saw him again, and began to say to those nearby, "This man is one of them." But again he made denial. And after the space of about an hour another man made strong affirmation, saying, "Of a truth this man also was with him, for he, too, is a Galilean." One of the bondservants of the high priest, a kinsman of the one whose ear Peter had cut off, said, "Did not I see you in the garden with him?" And again those standing nearby came up to Peter and said, "Surely you also are one of them. For you are a Galilean, and even, your speech confirms it, your speech betrays you." But Peter therefore made denial then again, and he began to curse and to swear, "I know not this man of whom you speak, man, I know not what you are talking about." And immediately, while he was yet speaking, the cock crowed a second time, and the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times," and, "Before the cock crows twice you will deny me three times." And stricken in his thoughts, he went out and wept bitterly. Then immediately when it was day all the elders of the people came together, both the chief priests and the scribes, and held a consultation against Jesus to put him to death, and they brought him up into their whole Sanhedrin, saying, "If you are the Messiah, tell us." But he said to them, "If I should tell you, you would not at all believe, and if I also should make inquiry, you would not answer me nor let me go. Hereafter will the Son of Man be seated at the right hand of the power of God." Then said they all, "So you are the Son of God?" And he said to them, "It is as you are saying, for I am." And they said, "What need have we for more testimony? For we have heard it ourselves from his own mouth." And the entire company of them arose, and they bound Jesus and took him away, delivering him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, who had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, was overcome with remorse, and he returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." But they said, "What is that to us? You see to that." And casting down the pieces of silver in the temple, he departed, and went off and hanged himself. Now the chief priests took the pieces of silver, and said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since they are the price of blood." But they counseled together and bought with them the field of the potter, as a burying ground for strangers, thus that field is called to this day, the field of blood. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And I took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom a price had been set by some of the sons of Israel, and I gave them for the field of the potter, as the Lord directed me." So they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the Roman judgment hall, and Jesus stood before the governor. Now it was early, so they did not go into the judgment hall, that they should not be defiled but might eat the Passover. Pilate therefore went out to them, and he said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up to you." So Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." The Jews therefore said to him, "We are not permitted to put anyone to death, that there might be fulfilled what Jesus had said in signifying by what death he would die." But they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Messiah, a king." And the chief priests and the elders continued to accuse him of many things. But he answered nothing. Then said Pilate to him, "Do you answer nothing? Do you not hear how many things they are charging against you?" But Jesus still answered nothing even to one charge, so that the governor marveled greatly. Pilate therefore went back into the judgment hall and called Jesus, and he asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered and said to him, "It is as you are saying." Then Jesus said to him, "Are you asking this of your own accord, or did others tell you this of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests delivered you up to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my attendants would fight, that I might not be delivered up to the Jews, but now is my kingdom not from here." So Pilate said to him, "You are therefore a king?" Jesus answered, "It is as you are saying, that I am a king, for this was I born. And for this came I into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth heeds my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And on saying this he went out again to the Jews, and said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no guilt in this man." But they kept insisting, saying, "He is stirring up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, starting from Galilee and even to this place." Now when Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean, and on learning that he was from the jurisdiction of Herod, he sent him up to Herod, who also was in Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he had wanted for a long time to see him, since he had heard many things about him and hoped to see some miraculous sign wrought by him. So he plied him with many questions, but he answered him nothing, though the chief priests and the scribes were standing there with violent accusations. Then Herod with his soldiers, having ridiculed and mocked him, arrayed him in gaudy apparel and sent him back to Pilate. And that day Pilate and Herod became friends with each other, for before this there had been enmity between them. Then Pilate called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one stirring up subversion, and behold, on examining him before you I found in this man no guilt of the things of which you are accusing him, and neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. So behold, nothing worthy of death has been done by him. But you have a custom that I should release to you one man at the Passover, I will therefore chastise him, and release him." Now at the feast the governor was accustomed, of necessity, to release for the people one prisoner, whomever they wished, and they had then, bound with the fellow insurgents, a notable prisoner called Barabbas, a robber who, for a certain insurrection in the city and for murder, had been thrown into prison. When therefore they had gathered together and the multitude cried out, asking him to do as he always did for them, Pilate answered them, saying, "Whom do you wish me to release for you, Barabbas, or Jesus, who is called Messiah?" For he knew that it was through envy the chief priests had delivered him up, and when he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, saying, "Do nothing to that righteous man, for I suffered many things today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders stirred up the crowds to ask him rather to release for them Barabbas, and to do away with Jesus. So the governor answered and said to them, "Which of the two do you wish me to release for you? Would you therefore that I release for you the King of the Jews?" But they said, "Barabbas." And then again all of them cried out together, saying, "Not this man. Away with this man, and release for us Barabbas." Pilate therefore in a desire to release Jesus called to them again, and in answer said, "What then shall I do with Jesus who is called Messiah, whom you call King of the Jews?" But they all cried out again, saying, "Let him be crucified." And they kept on shouting, "Crucify! Crucify him!" So a third time Pilate said to them, "Why, what evil has he done? I found in him no guilt deserving death, so after chastising him, I will release him." Pilate then took Jesus therefore and scourged him. And the soldiers wove together a crown out of thorns and placed it on his head, and they thrust a purple garment about him, and said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and kept giving him blows with their hands. Pilate therefore came out again, and said to them, "Behold, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no guilt in him." So Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple garment, and Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." When therefore the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify! Crucify!" Pilate said to them, "You take and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." So when Pilate heard this charge, he was the more afraid, and he went again into the judgment hall, and said to Jesus, "From where are you?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate therefore said to him, "You are not talking to me? Do you not know that I have authority to crucify you, and authority to release you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no authority at all against me, were it not given you from above. Because of this he who delivered me up to you has the greater sin." At this answer Pilate kept seeking to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, "If you release this man, you are not a friend of Caesar. Anyone making himself out to be the king is speaking against Caesar." Pilate therefore at hearing this brought Jesus outside, and he sat down on the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the preparation day of the Passover, and about 6 in the morning. And he said to the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" And they were insistent, and cried out all the more, demanding loudly that he be crucified. Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar. So Pilate, when he saw that nothing availed, but rather that a riot was building up, took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this righteous man. You will bear witness to it. Then all the people answered and said, His blood be on us, and on our children. And their voices, and those of the chief priests, prevailed. So Pilate, desiring to satisfy the multitude, gave sentence that it should be as they demanded. And he released for them the man Barabbas, whom they asked for, who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, but Jesus he delivered up to their will that he should be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus and led him away into the court that is called the Praetorium, and they summoned together their whole battalion to confront him. And when they had stripped him, they clothed him with purple, and placed around him a crimson cloak. And plaiting a crown of thorns they put it upon his head, and placed a reed in his right hand, and bowing their knees in homage before him, kept mocking him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spat upon him, and took the reed and struck him on his head. And after mocking him they stripped him of the cloak and the purple garments, and put on him his own clothing, and led him out to crucify him.